Anne-Marie, when it comes to self-righteousness, how do you remain hopeful but also a realist?
You mean because we all struggle with self-righteousness?
Yeah.
Let's just name that elephant.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Yeah. That's good.
I think we all struggle with it at some time. And, you know, the Bible says, freely you've received, freely give. And there's a concept that I believe is very psychological, that we can only give. We only have the capacity to give what we've first received. And so if you have not received love and compassion and forgiveness from God, it's very hard for you to impart that to others. And that would mean that you might come across as self-righteous. You know, if you receive from God, if you perceive that he's being critical and condemning of you, which a lot of Christians do, it's inaccurate, but it's based on experience and ways you name it, right? Maybe how we've even been taught from the pulpit sometimes, unfortunately. But if you perceive that God is mad at you and criticizing you, you are going to do that to other people, because that becomes your frame of reference. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means you've not received to be able to give. And self-righteousness, I believe, is a coping mechanism at the end of the day. We all carry shame in different ways. Sometimes shame propels people to people-pleasing and being a peacemaker and reconciling. And sometimes shame leads people to condemning and criticizing others. Sometimes it makes us do both. It's all about coping, and sometimes we don't do it in a very healthy way.
It's our default coping mechanism, though, right? Isn't it? We're fighting upstream to be able to cope in a different way.
Yeah. You know, like, shame was there from the beginning. The first thing that Adam and Eve did, they hid because of shame and fear. And so it's been with us since the fall of man. And I think it's one of the most tangled up emotions inside our hearts. And it's what makes us judge ourselves and others. So when someone judges me, I know, honestly, they judge themselves first. They just might not be aware of it. It's coming from a judgmental heart towards themselves because they perceive God judges them, and it becomes this vicious cycle.
Interesting.
So if you feel like you're struggling with self-righteousness, you know, I invite people to reflect on that, but to also reflect on, how do they see God as seeing them? Do I feel like God loves me? Do I feel like God's mad at me? Like, I know the Sunday school story that Jesus died for me and loves me, but do I know it? Do I receive it? Because if I do, I'm more apt to be able to walk in it.
What do you do to remind yourself that he loves you?
I meditate. You know, the Bible talks about meditation. In mental health, we talk about meditation. So I'm all about meditating. Like, that might mean
biblical meditation.
Meditation. Yeah. Absolutely. Like Joshua, like, meditate on the word day and night. Then you'll make your way prosperous and have good success. Like, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. When we meditate, our brain, like, if I was to meditate, you know, let's say that I'm resting in the shelter of the Most High under the shadow of the Almighty, Psalm 91, let's say I'm meditating on that. My brain is convinced I'm really there because it doesn't know the difference between what it can actually see and what I'm just visualizing and meditating on. So we can really grow in truth by spending time eating it, digesting it, letting it be, marinating it, letting it become part of us.
You're making me hungry here.
There's donuts in the kitchen.
Yeah, thank you.